The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
This is James Kelso live from North Dakota. And the show is The Trump Phenomenon here on August 31st, 2017. There you go. I got the date out at the beginning, which is so handy for archivists. Live with us also, our co-host Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
And George on the East Coast.
Good to be here, James.
In sometimes Maryland. And Paul made a request in our show yesterday that we play a little bit of Maryland, My Maryland. And Paul, thank you for that. I really didn't know My Maryland, My Maryland song that well. So I researched it. It's a stomping.
Isn't it moving? And you know where I first heard it? At the second AMRAN conference, and I remember it was in Louisville, Kentucky, and there were a lot of Negroes protesting outside that they to try to shut the conference down. It didn't work. And the man who organized a musical cocktail event was my good friend Sam Dixon from Atlanta. And Sam is a great believer in music. And he said, you know, We've forgotten a lot of the music of our people. He said when he was young, we would get together in South Carolina, which is where his family came from, and we would sit around and we would sing in an evening. He said we all knew the songs, whereas today a lot of people don't have much of a repertory of songs. Very often, we don't sing together, and that's where I first heard the words to Maryland, My Maryland.
Well, we're going to listen to a little of it, folks, as sung by the U.S. Naval Academy Glee Club, a beautiful ensemble of 50 absolutely beautiful Americans. And they're standing in the turf there for the Preakness horse race in Maryland. And here we go. Let's listen just for a moment here. Oh, let's see. Let's go more to the beginning. And the tune that you'll recognize here, this is to the great German tune, O Tannenbaum, which would translate to O Christmas Tree.
Yes.
For Christmas. Here it is.
For women and men who represent our country, United States Naval Academy, just about 40 miles south of here in beautiful Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay, that we got. Try that again a little bit.
Yep.
Here we go. Try it a little bit. Try it again. Well, we got, you know what? I'm going to get better at this, folks, in just a second.
Assembled in the Cupola Winners Circle are members of the United States Naval Academy Glee Club under the direction of Monty Maxwell to sing Maryland, My Maryland.
Songbirds with the joy.
they left out the really good verse.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that. I've got the good verses here. It's a long song, folks. I've got those verses, but this brought me back to as I'm watching the Preakness there, folks. As part of my genealogical research, of course, I am a genealogical fanatic. I did verify that I am not related to the fourth greatest horse of all time, according to the the Breeders Magazine, Kelso. I am not related. He was a gelding, and the only surpassed by Manowar, who was his grandfather. It's funny how quality runs in the line. Strange thing about genetics. His grandfather, Manowar, Citation and Secretariat. So not related to Kelso, but he did stable there with the DuPonts, who made that decision to geld him. Shame on the DuPonts for doing that. He was such a feisty horse, they thought when he was a colt, to calm him down a little bit, they would geld him. And guess what? It didn't work. Let's look at the lyrics to this this amazing song. Here they are. The one that the U.S. Naval Academy Glee Club just sang is, they won. This is nice. Thou wilt not cower in the dust, Maryland. Thy beaming sword shall never rust, Maryland. Remember Carroll's sacred trust. That's Charles Carroll of Carrollton, who was a hero in the Revolutionary War. Remember Howard's warlike thrust, another Revolutionary War hero of the Maryland line in Washington's army. And all thy slumberers with the just, Maryland, my Maryland. But then there are some other verses. How about this one, for example? The final one is pretty good. I hear the distant thunder hum, Maryland, the old line's bugle, Revolutionary unit, fife and drum, Maryland. She is not dead, nor deaf, nor dumb. Huzzah, she spurns the northern scum. She breathes, she burns. She'll come, Maryland, my Maryland. And there's another one that's pretty good here. Dear mother, burst the tyrant's chain, Maryland. Virginia should not call in vain. Now, let me give the context. This song was written in 1861, and it was written by an inspired Marylander who was incensed at President Abraham Lincoln's military occupation of the Maryland government, and he surrounded them. And the tyrant referred to here is Abraham Lincoln. And Virginia's call means, of course, Virginia's call for states' rights. Dear mother, burst the tyrant's chain, Maryland. Virginia should not call in vain, Maryland. She meets her sisters on the plain. Sic semper, Tyrannus is the rest of that. 'Tis the proud refrain.
And you know who said that?
Yes.
Yes, John Wilkes Booth.
Yes. Sic semper, 'tis the proud refrain that baffles minions back amain. Maryland, my Maryland. Lots of good verses like this.
There one about the flecks of patriotic gore that spot the streets of Baltimore, Maryland, my Maryland.
Okay, yes, that's the opening verse.
Talking about the shooting of patriots by Abraham Lincoln's militia.
Right, avenge the patriotic gore that flecked the streets. Good memory, Paul, of Baltimore. Wow. And be the battle queen of your Maryland, my Maryland. And folks, here's the amazing thing. It's still the state song, state anthem. And it has not been repealed, revoked, or altered.
It's always coming under attack. But if you want to see, if you like rebel flags, if you like the Confederate battle flag, get on Highway 50, head down into the eastern shore of Maryland. Go through Somerset and Wicomico County and Salisbury and Easton and all those places. And there's rebel flags all over the place. And if you go into a bar, you better not be a wimp. because the place is still crawling with sympathizers.
There you go. For today's show, something came up that I think is wonderful, and it connects directly with what we were talking about yesterday. And let's see, I was just listening to it with George, and I've got to find it again here. Where was it? I think this might be it. No. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to bring the bookmark up again and bring it up all again.
People that have the most sway.
There we go. Now I'm going to go back to this is we've been talking about Sebastian Gorka, who was either let go or resigned, as you may take it. And the matter remains ambiguous. This is Sebastian Gorka being interviewed in the latest uploaded Michael Savage show. And a moment of history occurs here. Savage recognizes it. It's a very key interview. But, you know, all of us, what are we all yearning for? We all want to hear from the inside, right from inside the Oval Office. What is the situation of this great man, Donald Trump, as regards other people around him that we just don't admire? You know, we don't admire Gary Cohn. We don't admire a lot of the generals. We don't admire Jared Kushner or Ivanka Trump. You know, bless her Democratic liberal beautiful heart. But we didn't vote for a beautiful liberal. We voted for this great patriot, her father. So the question is, and in this interview, Sebastian Gorka refers to it as MAGA. That's that MAGA, Make America Great Again. Is MAGA in jeopardy? Well, his answer is, I won't keep you a mystery. No, it's not. And the reason is the one that we gave on this show, which is the greatness of Donald Trump himself. Let's go to this. It's just a very brief moment here with Gorka on the Michael Savage show. And we got to thank Michael Savage for getting this interview and steering it in this direction, because this is a moment of history. Here we go.
Look, I didn't leave the White House to give in to palace intrigue stories. At the end of the day, the person who has the most influence over Donald J. Trump is Donald J. Trump.
So, let me just interrupt this. Sebastian Gorka, Hungarian parents, but he is born in England. So that accent, just if you're having a little bit of trouble discerning his words, just think English accent. Sebastian Gorka is speaking with an English accent, Hungarian parents, and here is this patriot Gorka.
He reached out to me on Saturday after I resigned. He said he is sticking to his agenda, and he would like me to support him from the outside. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm not going to fuel the fan of internal arguments over clicks. The fact is these things change, they're shifting sands, but the president is going to stay the course. That's what the listeners need to understand.
Wow, that's very important. That's newsmaking coming from you, because I'm sure many people would love to have heard you attack the administration from the outside, but you didn't do that. The opposite was just said. That is a newsmaking moment on this program, and it's not so much about me or the program. It's about the agenda, because I was going to ask you, Mr. Gorka, is the nationalist agenda still alive? And by what you just said, coming from Donald Trump himself, the answer is yes. Would you say that's a correct interpretation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're only 8 months in. This is going to be an eight-month-long game. The president is going to stick to his guns. Steve, I told everybody when Steve left the building, the left may think they've won, but they have created some. But the most powerful man in America outside of the Oval Office is a man called Steve Bannon. He, myself, we are much more able to leverage tools we could not use as government employees. So the nationalist agenda, the MAGA platform, is as live as it has.
Wow. Sebastian Gorka will be here in the next hour. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now.
We are talking about how the illegitimate left, the anarchists and their fellow travelers in Congress, are trying to take Trump down one person at a time. So when they got rid of Steve Bannon and Sebastian Gorka, they feel that they have won. And of course, Maxine Waters is covering up for her own years of tenure with Freddie or Fannie Mac is saying that even if we get rid of Trump, which he'll never do, we're going to go after Pence. Just understand something. You're involved in a war, and you've got to choose sides. Sebastian Gorka has put himself on the front lines for many years. He joins us now back on the Savage Nation. I know you have to run. Mr. Gorka, thank you for coming back on the program. I know you only have a few minutes. I want to take a couple of quick questions, and I know this is a real loaded one.
Okay. I'm going to leave it there because the rest of what he has to say is much less important. But that was – and Savage caught it when it came over across the air. Two amazing things that were said. One is Trump is going to stay true to make America great again, no matter what these people around him say or do. And then another amazing thing, which we've been saying here, in effect, Steve Bannon is the second most powerful man in America, which would make him the second most powerful man in the world. And it is here on this show that we've said, here, let me do it. I've got a new sound effect now, folks. See if you recognize this. See if you've heard this before. I can't even do my own sound effect.
We can hear it.
Okay. And the answer is Steve Bannon. The question was, who is the man who's going to build this, Carnett Kelso says, who is the man who's going to build this Patriot radio, TV, print, internet network? It's Steve Bannon. And that's why Gorka, I believe, is why he's calling him the second most powerful man in the world, and why Bannon has said after he left the White House, after he left his office, which was two doors down from Donald Trump, it was Bannon, then Kushner, then the Oval Office itself in the West Wing. Bannon said, when I was in the West Wing, I had influence. Now that I am running Breitbart again, I have power. And he's wielding that power now. The stories on Breitbart are hammer blows against the left. And they, so the premise for what Bannon and Gorka are doing, and Gorka himself is a Breitbart man. So he's going to be back at Breitbart in a big way. He already is. So the these two men feel that they can actually do more outside and in their positions of real power. As you could say, like Lou Dobbs, where would Lou Dobbs be more powerful, running a show or being an undersecretary in some cabinet position? Or Sean Hannity, praised by name by Donald Trump in his big Phoenix rally. And what Trump was saying right there is, hey, Sean Hannity has got it right. And Sean Hannity's doing what Donald Trump needs, which he is stoking and fueling the fires, the Patriot fires that make Donald Trump's revolution possible. I thought that was good. I thought that I would bring you that today on the show. If you want to participate, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you want to call in on this or any other themes. Let's see. There's so many stories I have lined up here on top of my screen that I'm just going to have to only cover a few. Let's see. That health care plan that we talked about yesterday, Governor Scott Walker has said this effort to repeal Obamacare is a winner all the way around. So that's an update on that. That's taking off. Another story on Breitbart. The Hillary uranium deal, where she gave away 20% of our nation's uranium to Russia in exchange for Clinton cash, which is the title of Peter Schweitzer's book. The head of that uranium deal admitted the truth of that in a recent comment. We'll cover that and more right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got
We're
to
back,
stand
folks.
Up and say so sick and tired.
Let me bring you some great news. Paul Fromm and George in Maryland were asking yesterday in yesterday's show, Kelso, do you think the Russiagate is really winding down? Well, here's some great news that would only be covered on Steve Bannon's nascent network, Breitbart, which is a story that you would simply go into the memory hole. Representative Ron DeSantis of Florida, a great patriot, here's what he is doing. Representative DeSantis, I'm reading this off of Breitbart, puts out an amendment to spending bill that would rein in the special counsel's Russia probe. Now, listen to this. It gets a little detailed, but it's very important. Representative Ron DeSantis, Republican of Florida, hopes to put an end to the FBI probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and the possible ties between the Trump campaign staff and Moscow through an amendment he hopes to add to the spending bill Congress will craft in September to keep the federal government operating. He says the one-page amendment would stop funding the investigation 180 days after it becomes law and would restrict the investigation of any event that took place before June 2015. It would restrict it to such, would bar investigation before June 2015, the date President Trump announced he was throwing his hat into the ring. In May, after Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself from the investigation into the Russian debacle, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein tapped former FBI Director Robert Mueller to head up the investigation. But now let's go to what DeSantis says. DeSantis is great. He says, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein defended against criticism of his handling of the amorphous, quote, Russia investigation by saying that the Department of Justice doesn't engage in fishing expeditions. Yet his clumsy management of this matter is the reason why many Americans are concerned that the investigation lacks focus and will veer into unrelated matters, thereby extending the probe far into the future and hampering the ability of the Trump administration to attend to the people's business.
Yeah.
Yes, Rosenstein's order. So here's some backbone coming from Congress. And by the way, Sean Hannity said on his show yesterday, he said, he was talking to Ann Coulter, and he said, you know, he said, one of my fondest dreams that Republicans would someday take control of the House. And Coulter had to laugh because what Hannity is saying, that's what's wrong with these people. They are in control of the House, but they don't control anything. He says, Rosenstein, DeSantis, one of these great Republicans, says Rosenstein's order appointing Robert Mueller to serve as special counsel failed to enumerate a crime to be investigated. Instead, the order cited then FBI Director James Comey's March testimony identifying the existence of a counterintelligence investigation focusing on Russia, not a criminal investigation targeting members of the Trump administration. The order was defective because the Department of Justice regulations make the existence of a criminal investigation a condition precedent to the appointment of a special counsel. So in other words, this guy, Rod Rosenstein, is a clown and he's a phony and he's working for the deep state. That's me. I said that, not DeSantis. You can tell if I start shouting, it's me, not the person I'm quoting.
I think that you deserve some shouting, James. It's an outrage.
Yes. Moreover, says DeSantis, the order was so vague that it places little in the way of substantive limits on the scope or duration of the investigation. The Rosenstein order, he concludes, is effectively an invitation to conduct a fishing expedition. This is just beautiful, folks. So, and this is what Congress has the power to do. Congress can restrict, they can cut off the funding for anything. They can cut off the funding for Obamacare. And by the way, speaking of Obamacare, that's exactly what Donald Trump just did. Again, reading only on Breitbart, only place you're going to read this. Donald Trump slashes the Obamacare outreach funding by 90%. These are all these people, all these social justice warriors out there calling you up on the phone saying you need to sign up with Obamacare. He just cut their funding by 90% with a stroke of his pen. Whoop, just like that. And Congress can do the same thing. That's a great story there on Russiagate finally going away. Of course, that's not a done deal, but I thought I'd just bring you that news. We've got a break. Take this chance to call in, folks. We'll take your calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Sing it, Merle.
Highways and bridges are
falling apart. Who's well, listen to Donald Trump answering Merle Haggard yesterday in Springfield, Missouri. We played a little of this yesterday. Donald Trump, on his way back from his excellent presidential visit to Texas to help try to do what he could to help in Texas, and he was very appreciated. The Texans loved him. He did what one of our listeners called in and sent me some great links to demonstrations that Obama was a complete and absolute abject failure when it came to natural catastrophes. He did not show, he did not appear, he did not help people. He snubbed Texas. But the hypocritical media gives Obama a pass on all of these things while they nitpick or they fabricate, they create fake news against Donald Trump. Did a great job in Texas. There was nothing with which they could find fault. On his way back from Texas, he stopped in Springfield, Missouri to deliver an historic speech. Here's the end of that speech. Where he's advocating, let's rebuild America first.
If we do this, if we unite in the name of common sense and the name of common good, then we will add millions and millions of new jobs. bring back trillions of dollars, and we will give America the competitive advantage that it so desperately needs and has been looking for so long. It's time. Products made with American hands, American labor, and American grit will once again be delivered throughout the world. That's true. It's time. Instead of exporting our jobs, we will export our goods. Our jobs will both stay here in America and come back to America. We'll have it both ways. Millions of struggling citizens will be lifted from welfare to work. They will love getting up in the morning. They will love going to their job. They will love earning a big, fat, beautiful paycheck. They will be proud again. That is the future I want for our people. That is the future I want for America, a nation where we are proud, prosperous, united, and free. Today, I am asking every citizen to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things, beautiful things, for our country. I am asking every member of Congress, of which we have many with us today, to join me in unleashing America's full potential. I am asking everyone in this room and across the nation to join me in demanding nothing but the best for our nation and for our people. And if we do these things, and if we care for and support each other and love each other, then we will truly make America great again. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you, everybody. Thank you.
All right, I'll turn that down. That was yesterday. That's what Mr. Gorka was talking about, Sebastian Gorka. Donald Trump is not letting the MAGA program go, no matter what sort of idiot he may have in his near vicinity. Donald Trump is the mastermind. And notice what he said there. He wants people outside the White House, us out here in the hinterland. He wants us to build the prairie fire, to build the support that will enable him to push the MAGA program through the deep state, through the swamp. And so there you go. We kind of brought it all there. Some interesting developments today and yesterday. So we're connecting the dots. We're connecting here are the real patriots, folks like Sebastian Gorka and Steve Bannon, with our man, Donald Trump, and then our role as patriots in, you know, in this great land, in Maryland, my Maryland. So that there are lines open, folks, and I do want to hear from you. So 800-313-9443. If you've noticed a hot story that we haven't touched upon that the audience would be interested in, Breitbart has a great story on Paul Ryan, where they expose Paul Ryan as being an advocate. Paul Ryan quietly boosts more H-2B visa workers. And it says here that, it basically identifies Paul Ryan as a snake who has been regularly working to increase the number of H-2B visas, to make the program broader, wider, easier for people to cheat on. And this connects directly with what Donald Trump just said. He said, we're going to love to go to our jobs. And earlier in that speech, he said, when we cut the immigration, guess what's going to happen to your wages? He said this directly to this working audience right there in a factory in Springfield. Your wages are going to go up. Supply and demand. The supply of labor is not made infinite. The demand for that labor will have to raise wages in order to compete for your labor.
That's the evil of immigration in times of unemployment. It short circuits the law of supply and demand by just adding to the supply and never allowing workers to benefit by the shortage of their work.
Well, we're smoking the peace pipe with the libertarians. They still pound that drum every day that the key to success and world happiness is an infinitely open worldwide labor market. Just had to throw that in, James. It was true.
They're smoking cocaine. I know. I've heard that. They're on crack.
Right. And these are the same libertarians who correctly, in their economics textbooks, they do point out that the supply and demand is the law of economics. They've got that. They got that right. But then they get their head, in the wrong place.
Well, I know where their head is.
Because the sweetest music to German workers, when the German, free traders were saying to the Germans, we don't have enough laborers, for our Volkswagen factories. Well, the German workers should have been going, hallelujah, brother, wunderbar, okay? Because what that means is, hey, my wages are going to go up next week and the month after that, and they're going to keep going up because my employer can't find enough workers. That's the best news a worker could have. That means I'm going to get overtime. It means the employer is going to be raising the wages so that my teenage sons will turn off the TV and come down to the factory to make boku bucks with me. So we don't need to import 2 million Turks into Germany. A permanent, eternal curse on the future genetics of Germany.
Don't need those turkeys.
we don't need them. They don't like us, and they're just they can't believe their good fortune that these stupid Germans opened their borders and said, come on in, get great wages, great, social
let's
benefits.
Let's give credit where it's due. The stupid Germans have been betrayed by communist dictators like Merkel.
Well, yeah. I'm only speaking of the Turks who would say, what's wrong with these stupid Germans that let us in? Of course, the Germans aren't stupid.
Because they don't have enough power to overthrow Angie Baby yet.
Right.
That's right.
Of course, it was in every case, in our case in America, in Germany, in all these cases, our responsibility as the broader public, we are ultimately responsible for the government we have over us. It's our responsibility. If you put it any other way, then you lose control of your own life. Not a good thing. So we let some things happen we shouldn't have let happen. But the people who perpetrated those things are, in fact, small elites of people like these gazillionaires who want cheap labor, like some gazillionaires. Not all gazillionaires are bad, as evidenced by Donald Trump himself.
Good. That means there's one.
There's one. We found one. But the folks that are going to fund this giant Steve Bannon network, the Mercer family, they dropped $11 million on Breitbart back in 2011. I'm sure that was the seed money that made the whole Breitbart phenomenon possible, that $11 million. And what they're talking about now is much bigger money than that. So there are some good gazillionaires. And that's a good story there that connects with Donald Trump, Paul Ryan, Paul Ryan being one of these guys who can call for his removal. Now, Donald Trump can do as he did yesterday. He said, let's get Claire McCaskill. If she doesn't support these tax cuts for across the board for all Americans and all corporations, if she doesn't support these tax cuts, get rid of her. But she's a Democratic senator, so he can say that on the microphone. It's pretty gutsy, but he can say that. But he can't call for the removal of Paul Ryan. It's just too hard. He's got to sort of at least pretend to work with the people in his own party. He can't call for the removal of Mitch McConnell, but we can. And
that's right.
So that's our job, folks.
I think we should.
Yeah, exactly. And when Donald Trump, now this is interesting. This came out in Michael Savage's interview of Sebastian Gorka today. Gorka said, I resigned. And then a day later, my phone rang and it was Donald Trump saying, Sebastian, please, stick to your guns and support my program on the outside. And Sebastian pledged to do that. And of course, he didn't need to be asked because that's his intention. That's why he resigned, so that he could, in fact, unlimber all of his guns and really speak out and not have to sort of mute his voice, which he had to do. Bannon had to do the same thing. He had to kind of talk around the edges of things when he was the chief strategist for the White House. And he doesn't have to do that now. And I love it. For me, it's the quote of the day. It's the quote of the week for me. Gorka saying Steve Bannon is the second most powerful man in America, and that means in the universe. This is just too cool for me. It's a kind of I know Savage, you could hear he just about fell out of his chair when he heard that. And he was also obviously very pleased to hear Gorka say MAGA is not in any way dead. As long as it lives in Donald Trump's head, it's alive. And and it certainly does live, as we heard yesterday in his speech yesterday in Springfield, Missouri. It's very much alive in Donald Trump's head. Let's go. Oh, speaking of Missouri, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda.
Help us. What's on your mind, Rhonda?
Yeah, I'll keep it brief. I missed the first 5 minutes of your program, so you might have already mentioned this, but did you hear that Donald Trump was going to be donating $1 million of his own money for the disaster relief?
Oh, beautiful. I heard that somebody asked a question on the news. Is it going to be Donald Trump's own money that he's donating? But I didn't know what he was donating to. I didn't have the whole story. That's incredible.
Yeah, a million of his own funds to the Harvey Relief Program.
That's so Trumpian. Great. He did the same thing in the He did the same thing in the primaries. There was some natural catastrophe. Something happened. He did the same thing. Pulled out his own wallet. Paid. And if you'll remember, in the primaries, in the general election, he paid for his own campaign against Hillary. Clinton cash Hillary, who spent $700 million. And he beat her. He whooped her after having to spend most of his money. He first had to beat 16 people like Jeb Bush. He had to use most of his money to beat those guys first. And then he beat her with his own. This is beautiful. $1 million to help people in the hurricane. That's wonderful. Thank you, Rhonda.
Here's a suggestion. I think Donald Trump should challenge Hillary and Bill to match him. I mean, they've made themselves gazillionaires through their corrupt foundation. They should be able to spare a million each. I think you ought to challenge them. Come on, let's see what you've got.
Yeah, and Michael Bloomberg.
I don't think they'll be writing a check somehow.
Yeah, and Michael Bloomberg and Warren Buffett and all the other Democrats.
And regarding
George Soros.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rhonda. That's good.
Regarding Claire McCaskill, she's the only Democrat I've ever voted for, and I don't even have to be told not to vote for her again because she did a lot of things that you know, turned me away from voting from her again. You know, you could tell she's in it for the money for herself. She's bribable. You know, I've written to her numerous times and said, please don't vote for that bill. You know, she doesn't care about people.
Well,
so I'm not going to vote for her anyway, so he doesn't even have to say it. she's gone. Anyway,
yes, and he's put down a marker. He said, look, I want a tax cut. That speech he gave in Springfield in your state, Rhonda, yesterday, that was epic. He said, I want a tax cut for everybody. Everybody who pays any taxes, I want a cut in their taxes. I want a cut in the corporate taxes going from above 35% down to 15%. This will make such a huge difference. And he gives such a great economics lesson yesterday where he explains how this means more jobs, lower prices for our goods, more sales for our goods, more exports, less imports. It's all good if you cut taxes on our own. Taxing your own corporations is like taking the gun out of your holster and blasting at your own feet. It's utterly stupid to tax your own corporations. You're only raising the prices on your own goods, making them less competitive, and making the employer spend the money on taxes instead of wages.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted to tell you about that donation.
Alrighty.
So I'll talk to you guys later. Okay, thanks.
Okay, right, on bye. Missouri.
I'm Shonda.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. We'll be back with our final segment, folks, in just a second. Maybe you can sneak in a phone call.
That's good news.
The good times ain't over for good.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Politically hungry.
back, folks. And we're in our last segment here. With the Trump phenomenon here on a... What day is it, George?
31 August.
It's Thursday. Thursday. And boy, I'll tell you what, I'm feeling good about a bunch of the things happening. I hope you are out there too. I don't know what the next big, what shall Carnac look for in the next week here? What are we going to see? What's going to be the next, you know, this is going to be a refrain for me. What will be the next Trump event? Because it's at these events that Donald Trump is rolling out what he wants us to hear. And so I don't know what the next Trump event is going to be. That's a thing you can do out there in the audience. Scour around, find out where is the next Trump event going to be. Maybe it's going to be in your area and you're hearing about it. But that's and then the other thing I'm watching for is this, and I'm seeing it big time, Paul and George. You watch, look at the articles, read the text at Breitbart, and look at how brilliantly it is written. It is on an order beyond anything we've ever seen in Patriot writing. It's beautifully written. It's got punch to it. It doesn't mince words. It covers the best stories. It's fast paced and moving. It's leaving. I'll tell you what, the Breitbart train, just like the Trump train, is leaving the legacy media in the dust. They're bringing stories out faster, better coverage. It's beautiful. And I'm just waiting. Carnac predicts.
Well, they need to go on TV so that we can all bug all the airports in the country to get rid of CNN and put on the new Breitbart television.
Okay. Here you have it. Listen, folks. Carnac predicts. You're one of these days, very soon. And I'll tell you what, this is going on right now. I think Bannon is talking with the people, the satellite people, the network people, that would enable him to put together a TV audience of 35 million American homes for starters, or 50 million, maybe. That's going on right now. I think Steve Bannon's got the money right now from people like the Mercers, Robert Mercer. Watch out. Steve Bannon, the second most powerful man in the universe, according to Sebastian Gorka. Hey, thanks for tuning us in. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Thank you, Paul and George.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.